This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 4 days after a gunman's attempt to assassinate former U.S. President Donald Trump, the public is still in the dark over the extent of his injuries, what treatment the Republican presidential nominee received in the hospital, and whether there may be any long-term effects on his health. Trump's campaign has refused to discuss his condition, release a medical report or records to the public, or make doctors available who treated him. Trump has appeared at the Republican National Convention the past 3 days with a bandage over his right ear. The boost in security around Donald Trump is apparent at the U.S. Republican National Convention this week, days after the attempt on Trump's life, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A column of Secret Service agents kept him away from the crowd. No handshakes or hellos. His campaign is not talking about the security boost or how that might impact his interactions going forward. Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, whose agency oversees the Secret Service, did not offer details earlier this week, but as law enforcement officials warn of the potential for more political violence.
Adjustments have been made to the former president's detail, to the current president's detail, as well as to the vice president's detail.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. military-built pier to carry humanitarian aid to Gaza will be dismantled and brought home, ending a mission that's been fraught with repeated weather and security problems that limited how much food and other supplies could get to starving Palestinians.
The pier has done exactly what we intended it to do and what the people of Gaza needed it to do, surge a very high volume of aid quickly.
Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, Deputy